We are all very familiar with the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, treat others as you would like to or expect to be treated. And it makes good sense and is very reasonable and practical. But as we heard, Jesus is never one simply for minimums or convenient self-half measures. No, Jesus is always calling us to a higher standard and way of thinking, one that is not just in keeping with human expectations, reason, and demands, but one that aligns with God's ways. In our gospel passage from John, Jesus gives us a new commandment, one that will take commitment, perseverance, and self-giving on our part, even when it might not seem practical or even sensible. We are told today that we are to love as he loves, to be Christ-like, not merely reasonable or convenient, but modeled on Christ himself. So how can one describe Christ-like love? One key word that the ancient Greeks used, and you perhaps have already heard, is agape, that is selfless, unconditional, self-giving love. We have only to look upon the cross to see that love, that self-giving, unconditional love poured out for each of us in the outstretched arms of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Throughout the Gospels, we see this love exemplified in Jesus' words and his actions, in the way he encountered sinners, how he healed and liberated the sick, faithfully preached the message of salvation, love, forgiveness, and he was faithful to his Father in all things. Yes, Christ's love is so much richer and fuller than mere human love. And it is this Christ-like love that we, as his sisters and brothers, are called to imitate in all its fullness, its faithfulness, and even at times, its impracticality. Jesus not only sets out a new command for all of his followers of every place and time, but he also gives the means to fulfill it through his example, and through the sending of the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to witness to and live out Christ's command to love. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us make this Christ-like love, this agape, the heart of our lives as the disciple of Jesus Christ, committing ourselves to love of God and love of neighbor by serving others lovingly, speaking lovingly, and forgiving one another abundantly. May God's blessings be with you this evening and throughout the week ahead.